Welcome to the ProWrestling.net All Access Daily Podcast for Monday, July 17, 2017. I am Jason Powell. On the site today, John Moore provides a detailed scouting report on many of the women in the WWE Mae Young Classic. It is a spoiler-free scouting report, so if you are trying to avoid spoilers, you can watch the show once it debuts on the network. You're in good hands here. Thanks to John's piece, I actually was able to kind of jar my memory and figured out that I've seen many more of these women working elsewhere than I actually realized. Maybe you'll have a similar experience, but you will definitely learn about the backgrounds of many of the participants. Plus, we have a poll up asking which potential WWE Universal Championship match you would like to see at SummerSlam. Coming up after the break for non-members, we will look ahead to yet another busy week in pro wrestling, starting with tonight's Kurt Angle drama on WWE Raw. Quick plug time. I will be the first guest on Wade Keller's Pro Wrestling Podcast at podcast1.com. Maybe I'm the co-host, not the guest. I don't know what the hell I am, but I am definitely honored to be joining Wade for his move to Podcast One. And we are recording the show later tonight. It will be available on Tuesday, and you can subscribe right now by simply doing a search for Wade Keller in iTunes, or pretty much, I would assume, wherever you get your podcast. But definitely looking forward to that. Everything stays the same on this end, so you don't need to email me wondering what's happening with the All Access Daily. We're staying right where we are. But I will definitely be joining Wade Keller. It'll end up being the Tuesday show. So I think it'll be there bright and early Tuesday on your way to work. So check that out at Podcast One. Tonight's WWE Raw is in Nashville, Tennessee at Bridgestone Arena, and this is a big one. WWE is advertising that Dean Ambrose is going to open the show, where we will also see Roman Reigns face Samoa Joe to determine the number one contender heading into SummerSlam. In other words, which one of them is going to face Brock Lesnar for that Universal Championship at the SummerSlam pay-per-view. And the big one, we're finally going to get some sort of a resolution to this whole Kurt Angle mystery. We're getting the payoff tonight. We'll be talking about that coming up a little bit later in the show. Of course, you can join me for live coverage of Raw as it airs on USA Network, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, and .NET members are going to hear my full review of the show a little bit later this evening. I'll be recording that shortly after I finish doing the show with Wade. But again, stick around for some additional thoughts on Raw coming up shortly. I do want to talk about WWE Battleground, which takes place on Sunday in Philadelphia. Live coverage of that, of course, at ProWrestling.net. I'm sure we'll be talking more about the event as we move forward this week. Here's what we have advertised so far. Jinder Mahal against Randy Orton, Punjabi prison match, WWE Championship on the line, John Cena facing Rusev in a flag match, AJ Styles facing Kevin Owens for the U.S. Championship. Right there. Let's stop there for a second. Three matches, three Americans facing foreign menaces. Notice a theme to this show? We're also getting the Usos against New Day for the SmackDown tag titles. Foreign menace Shinsuke Nakamura. All right, not really, but he's facing Baron Corbin. And we are also getting Charlotte facing Becky Lynch, Natalya, Tamina, and Lana in a five-way elimination match for a SmackDown Women's Championship shot at the SummerSlam event. And so that's what's advertised so far. I would assume they will add to the lineup coming up on Tuesday SmackDown. You can join Jake Barnett for live coverage of that show every Tuesday at ProWrestling.net. And of course, again, I'll have live coverage of the pay-per-view on Sunday, beginning with the needlessly long one-hour kickoff show. I call it needlessly long at this time of year. Wait until football season starts and they are running opposite the end of the late games. And I really feel it's needlessly long. Right around the corner, folks. We're getting closer every day to the return of football. I know not all of you care, but I really do. .NET members are going to be listening to my Q&A audio show later today. It's going to feature the return of Assassin 5's Game of Thrones Questions of the Week. That is in the non-wrestling portion of the show, which is on the back end of things. So if you're just looking for your wrestling fix, you don't have to put up with our non-wrestling silliness, but we have a lot of fun doing it. The members will also hear, as I mentioned, my audio review of tonight's WWE Raw, all the major television shows this week, plus Sunday's WWE Battleground pay-per-view. Jake Barnett and I get together after the WWE pay-per-view events, and I haven't heard any reason to think that we won't this week. I think Jake's only had to miss one so far this year. But as far as I know, we are good to go for Sunday. One way or another, the members will hear an audio review of that show. If you are interested in membership to the ad-free version of our website or mobile site, simply visit the main page at ProWrestling.net. You'll find the sign-up area on the main page. Click into that. Three different pricing options available. $7.50 gets you in the door for a month. And, of course, you can save some money by signing up for either 6 months or taking that annual option. As I always like to point out, that annual option brings the price down $2 per month. So you end up paying an average of $5.50 per month. Great time to sign up with all this stuff going on as we head into SummerSlam, plus the Mae Young Classic, everything else that's going on, and you can get ad-free access again to everything. Plus, all of our audio history is available. We review all the major television shows in audio forms, all the major pay-per-views, not just WWE, but those NXT network specials, Impact Wrestling, Global Force Wrestling, whatever they're called today, Slammiversary, just did that one not too long ago, New Japan Pro Wrestling, just did their Access specials in audio form, reviewing those, and Ring of Honor's pay-per-views as well. We found out today that they are going to be having another one coming up. It's kind of it's a UK special that they've announced. It is for their Ring of Honor War of the Worlds UK/Liverpool event. It'll be August 19th. It's going to air in the U.S. at noon Central, 1 Eastern time, live from Liverpool, England. It will be available via the Fight TV app. The Fight TV app is how I have been watching the most recent Ring of Honor and Impact Wrestling / Global Force Wrestling / whatever the hell they are today pay-per-view events, and no streaming issues here with these last two. I've been very impressed by that product. You can also get it from the Ring of Honor website. The great thing about this this pay-per-view they have coming up, $19.99 is the price point. And so it won't be available via regular television. The thing that's nice about the Fight TV app, too, if you're like, you know, I just don't get enough wrestling, I need more. Or, hey, maybe you just like to expand your horizons, check out some different independent wrestling. There's a lot of it available for free on the Fight TV app. It's a seemingly, you know, it's a well, for some reason, it's like the best kept secret. Like, if you're a Fight TV subscriber, you have access to all this content. I don't know why I don't hear from more people who have jumped on this. I recommend it. Again, even if you're not planning on ordering your pay-per-views through them, it's still a really good service and with a nice variety of wrestling content for everybody. All right, let's get into Raw. As I like to do on Mondays, five things that I'm looking forward to on tonight's show. Number one, obviously, what is the Kurt Angle mystery payoff, and is it going to live up to the hype? As big as that whole SummerSlam main event scenario is, I think it's really important that WWE delivers a good payoff that fans walk away satisfied with. You're not going to please everybody, but something that the masses, you know, the majority of people come away happy with. And they don't have a great track record when it comes to these mystery payoffs. I had Johnny Fairplay join me for .NET Weekly last week, and we ended up running through a list that included poor or even no payoffs. There's such things as GTV, the anonymous Raw general manager who ran over Steve Austin with a car, Vince McMahon's love child, and there's just a long list of mysteries that WWE hasn't done a great job of paying off. Now, in this case, maybe I'm being overly optimistic, but I am encouraged because WWE is hyping that they will have a Kurt Angle interview that's going to air on WWE Network immediately following Raw. So you would think that's a sign that they are excited about things. Certainly more excited than they are about talking smack, sadly. Boy, how disappointing is that one? The rumor, I shouldn't even say rumored, because at this point, I don't know that anybody has put out a report indicating what it is. So this isn't rumor as much as this is just widespread speculation, fan speculation on where this could all be headed. Chad Gable and or Jason Jordan being revealed as the love child or love children of Kurt Angle. Just how much did Kurt Angle get around back in those days? A lot of speculation that Stephanie McMahon and Triple H could play some part in this. Mick Foley, who Angle ended up replacing. Could Dixie Carter show up? The former TNA president, who current board member, kind of a figurehead board member, but still with whatever they're doing with Global Force Wrestling. The show's in Nashville. She lives in Nashville. She was just featured on the WWE 24 documentary involving Kurt Angle. And as you can see, you know, WWE is leaving a lot to the imagination of the fans with this. And, you know, I think it's great they have the fans thinking. I always say it's, you know, when fans are fantasy booking, it means they're excited, they're having fun, they're looking forward to something. But WWE has to deliver. You know, you don't want it to be something where a lot of fans came up with better conclusions for this than WWE does. So, but I'm very much looking forward to seeing what they come up with. We will definitely have live coverage, of course, tonight. Number two, though, on the list, Roman Reigns or Samoa Joe or Braun Strowman or all of the above. They're doing Roman Reigns and Samoa Joe tonight. The winner challenges Brock Lesnar for the Universal Championship at SummerSlam. Could Braun get involved? Would they make us wait another week to find out who actually is going to face Lesnar? Could it be a triple threat with Lesnar, Reigns, and Joe? How about a four-way? You could add Braun Strowman to that mix. Now, again, I have a poll up on the main page of ProWrestling.net asking that very question with those various potential matches listed. I'm not looking for what you think is going to happen. I'm looking at, I want to know which match you find to be the most appealing. What of the scenarios listed, what do you think would be the best SummerSlam main event? Really looking forward to finding out the results of that. I'd give you some early votes, but as I record, it'll actually be going up here momentarily, so I can't even give you the early results, but maybe we'll talk about that at some point tomorrow as well. Third on my list, what is Dean Ambrose going to say to open the show? He didn't want Seth Rollins helping him last week, but then he came to Seth's defense kind of later in the show. You can say, well, you know, and I'm guessing his character will say it wasn't about helping Seth as much as it was to get some measure of revenge on Miz and his Miztourage. Keep in mind that they spent this weekend teaming at live events, Rollins and Ambrose, that is. They actually were beating the team of Curtis Axel and Bo Dallas. So, I mean, and they also teamed, I think, at Madison Square Garden as well. So this has been going on for a little bit. So clearly they're doing something that's leading to, you know, these two teaming, you would think, as far as the television product is concerned, not just at the live events. And, you know, are they trying to whet the appetites of fans by teaming up the two of them now and then maybe saving a full-fledged reunion for somewhere down the road later this year? I'm not sure, but I'm curious to see what Dean has to say and where this is all headed. I'm really hoping it's not Ambrose and Rollins facing Miz, Dallas, and Axel in a handicap match. Not big on that. I think it sends the wrong message about Dallas and Axel. WWE may not care because I don't know what kind of plans they have for those two. But yeah, I can't say that match jumps out at me. Fourth on my list, what's next for the Hardy Boys? Now that they've, they lost the Iron Man match to Sheamus and Cesaro at the pay-per-view at Great Balls of Fire, and then they lost a match to Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson last week, only to be laid out after that match by the Revival. So I guess the big question, obviously, is whether the good folks at Anthem have signed off on the Broken Universe IP transfer yet. They were bickering publicly last week, so I don't know if that's happened or not. If they have, obviously this could all be leading to the Broken Hardys returning maybe at SummerSlam. Even if it's not, I guess then the question, where do they go from here? You know, maybe they thought they were going to have the Broken Universe IP, and now they don't. I hope there's more to this than just, well, the Hardys get their win back over Anderson and Gallows. Because Broken Universe or not, the thing I liked about last week's angle was that, okay, yeah, they already had existing issues with Sheamus and Cesaro. Now they have issues with Anderson and Gallows and the Revival. So the Hardys have issues with three different heel tag teams, and that actually left me excited about all of them. I'd love to see them do more with Anderson and Gallows. I don't know how realistic that is. It just kind of seems like they're slotted where they are. But, hey, maybe that win last week is a sign that they do intend to do more with these guys. I hope so. I have a feeling it's more about the Hardys than it is about Anderson and Gallows, though. Finally, when are we going to see John Cena on Raw? You know, he is listed as a free agent, and we've seen him work Raw house shows, but he has not been teased for the Raw television show yet. Now, I don't know. I haven't even looked ahead to see if he's advertised for any upcoming Raw shows, but I would think that it's something they would advertise in advance. I mean, could they have him show up tonight and feel like, well, you know, we've got the built-in audience with Kurt Angle? Sure, you could. You know, they have that added attention that the angle brings in. But I think this would actually be a great time for them to advertise Cena's return for next week, if possible. And I don't know what his schedule is or how realistic that is. But or for that matter, just advertise whenever he's going to appear. Keep in mind, they were telling us for weeks about him showing up on SmackDown on July 4th. So, yeah, curious to see when they get him involved. I mean, he is working Battleground. It would be an opportunity for him to appear on Raw tonight if they wanted to do that. Again, I wouldn't do it without advertising it, but if they did, it'd be a chance for him to be there and promote that Battleground match that he has, the big flag match with Rusev. But one of these days you got to think that he's popping up on Raw. They made him a free agent for a reason, not just the live events, but for television purposes. And so could it be next week coming out of Battleground? And if so, will they advertise that tonight? I guess we'll find out. Finally today, do you want to help us spread the word about this podcast and ProWrestling.net in general? Don't say no. That's just rude. Take a moment, subscribe to our podcast, rate and review us on iTunes or anywhere else to take such reviews. It is greatly appreciated when you do that. Very helpful in terms of spreading the word about this site. And a big thanks to everybody. When I put out the link to this daily podcast on Twitter, those of you who take a moment and spread the word by retweeting, that is helpful as well. Anything you do to help spread the word about the site, again, is greatly appreciated. That's going to do it for today, though. I'll be back for members later on tonight. And again, on the new Wade Keller Podcast One podcast that you can will actually be debuting on Tuesday. So be sure to check that out. I'll remind you guys again tomorrow. And I'll be right back here tomorrow afternoon discussing this Raw angle and maybe looking ahead to SmackDown tomorrow as well. So until then, thank you so much for listening, everybody. Take care.